This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, Manuel. Hi,
Melina, do we have anyone else on the line? Melina, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Bahar.
Yeah, I know that Waleed is not able to make it. Actually, I got another message from Fahad saying that he too is not able to make it. But I was wondering if there's anyone on who's not on Adobe but still on the phone line. Do we have anyone else? I see Manal.
We just have Manal and Noha Fasi.
Oh, okay.
Right now. Would you like to wait for a couple of minutes more, or?
Yeah, we'll give it a couple of more minutes.
Okay, Bahar.
Thank you. Okay, I guess we can get started even with two people. I guess we could have a quick call at least. Emmanuel, Noha, welcome to the call, and thank you for making it. Milena, just to make sure, do we have a recording for the call?
Yes, Bahar, we have the recording.
All right. So so basically, we got an email from Waleed early this week on where we are right now. We basically had an agreement on our overall mission or overall strategic goal, along with the three focus areas. And Waleed also shared with the group the three diagrams as they stand today. Each diagram depicts the focus area together with its objectives, recommendations, and actions, and his ask to the working group was to provide input as regards the boxes in these diagrams, and boxes by boxes I mean the objectives, recommendations, and actions. And I guess this is the specific task that the working group will be working on over the next few days. So with that, I would like to hear from Manal and Noha. Since we only got you on the call, if you have any feedback or any comments or suggestions. Manal, go ahead.
Yes, Manal, please.
Okay. Thank you, Bahar, and thanks, Milena, for the link. Frankly, I didn't get the chance to go through everything box by box, but quickly looking into, for example, the first diagram on DNS infrastructure, I'm not sure if everyone has it in front of him. I mean, Bahar, you and Noha. But I thought at the level of the objectives, we now have promote DNS-related capacity, resources, and infrastructure. We have raised stakeholder awareness. And we also have two other boxes, improve technical know-hows of stakeholders. I really think that this could be merged with the capacity building box. Because, again, everything that comes under it could easily fit with the capacity building. Again, the fourth box, cooperate with law enforcement agencies to improve DNS security and stability. Frankly, I don't see it as an objective. It can be a recommendation, it can be actions, but I don't think it is an objective by itself. So maybe before getting into other layers of the diagram, I can hear what you and Noha think.
Thank you, Manel. Okay, Noha, do you have any comments?
Bahar, as per the chat, I think Noha agrees on my second point. She said she didn't have the time to look into the diagram.
Okay. So,
If you want me, just to conclude, I suggest that the last two boxes at the objectives level, that we merge the technical know-hows with the capacity building block, and we remove cooperation with law enforcement agencies from the objective level, and we can still have it as a recommendation or an action level.
Got it. I think that's my personal sort of reaction when I first saw the diagrams. I felt that the objectives were not very specific. But at the time, the focus of the group was more on the high-level strategic goals and the focus areas, and it would, back then, it made more sense for the group to finalize these two layers before delving into the lower ones. So now, as you rightly said, Manel, it's time to discuss and agree on the objectives of each focus area first, before getting into recommendations and actions. And by before, I don't mean that we need to finalize this 100% before we discuss anything in relation to the lower layers, but at least we get better understanding and more of a consensus on the objectives of each focus area. So my opinion is still, I feel we need to do more work on the objectives. I'd be more, interested in sort of smart objectives that are specific, measurable, can be achieved in a timely manner and so forth, and to avoid broader terms or broad terms, to avoid redundancy, as Manel pointed out, some of the objectives of the first focus areas area could be merged. That's my opinion. I still feel that more work and more discussions among working group members need to take place on the objectives. Once we're clear on the objectives, it would be easier for the group to discuss the recommendations and the rest. So that's my observation so far.
So Bahir, I forgot to put down my hand, but now that it is up, can I have the floor?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So just to make sure I got your point clearly, do you think objectives like building capacities and raising awareness, are those smart enough, or those should be drafted otherwise? Because we still have the levels of recommendations and...
Well, I think we could. Talking about capacity building, for example, I guess we could be more specific when we say promote DNS related capacity resources and infrastructure. I guess we could be more specific. What is it exactly that we want to achieve? if we're talking about developing capacities in DNS-related areas, then we should we might say capacities in terms of what level of expertise are we looking for? Are we just looking for all kind of capacities from entry level to expert level? Do we want to see more experts in DNS issues like trainers or not? So even in capacity building, we can be more specific. When we talk about raising awareness, again, this is not very specific as an objective. What kind of awareness we want to raise? Are we talking about, again, technical tutorials or DNS-related tutorials? Are we talking about training, workshops? Are we talking about media awareness? Are we talking about all this? Is this an objective for the region to raise awareness? Is it an objective? I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but I haven't seen a discussion on this so far, and this is very important because the more we are specific on our objectives in each area, the better we can do on achieving good results in terms of actions, activities, and then it's much easier for us to measure progress and deal with KPIs and so forth. So to answer your question, I think we could be more specific, yet we need to have this discussion. Okay, I see Noha's hand is up, I guess. Noha, do you want to make an intervention? Noha, are you still there? Well, I can't hear you, Noha. I'm not sure about Manel. Yeah, Manel can't hear you either. Noha, if you're speaking through the Hello,
can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I have just two questions about the diagram before I start looking at them. The first, according to the timeline, we have to finalize these diagrams by end of this month, right? And the second question, I agree with you, we need to have the objectives more specific, measurable, but I want to understand, we are considering the word of the objectives, or we are considering by adding or removing the moving objectives, for example, to action lines, because I was not very, I didn't follow all the discussion when we drafted the diagrams in the first place, so I'm not sure if there was a kind of this agreement among the group, among these objectives, or we are even still considering and reviewing the objectives per se and we agree whether to keep them or move them as actions or recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Noha. I'm not speaking for the chair of the working group. I wish he was available to take those questions. But as far as I know, so far there isn't an agreement on the objectives of each focus area, and at least in my opinion, it would be much easier for the group to make progress on this work, to agree first on the objectives before discussing recommendations and actions. Again, I'm not saying that, discussion about objectives should be completed 100% before we get into the rest of the elements, but at least, again, to have a general agreement on the main objectives we want to achieve under each area. And as far as I can tell, I haven't seen much discussion on the mailing list or during our calls on this particular area, but that's my personal view. Manel, do you still have your hands up?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just first, let me confirm your understanding. It's my understanding, too. We haven't discussed the objectives yet, so I think we are still flexible to merge, add, or delete to the objectives. And yes, no, the deadline is September 30th. As per the email circulated by Waleed. Now, back to the objective. Again, I fully support being specific, but I was just trying to clarify to which extent we should be specific, but not as specific as the recommendations, because I understand that the deeper we get into this tree or diagram, the more specific we should be. So this is my first point. But again, I'm happy to work on reformulating the objectives, both of the capacity building and the awareness. Again, as I said, I don't see the third and the fourth at the same level. I think we can merge the technical know-how with the capacity building and push the cooperation with the law enforcement agencies down into the tree. But maybe we can have a box at this level saying something about the infrastructure itself. Because there are some recommendations and actions that deal with establishing the right infrastructure. I mean something like promoting secondary DNS hosting, increasing instances of the root servers. I think those, they neither could be classified as capacity building nor as awareness. But again, they could be classified as something that has to do with the infrastructure. And again, it's the name of the focus area, so I was just wondering why not have something specific that has to do with the infrastructure. Because again, I think awareness and capacity building, both boxes, we're going to have them at each and every focus area. So we have to be, again, more specific in terms of the objective of this focus area. Did I make my point clear or confuse everyone?
No, I think it's clear, Manel, and I think you're right. I mean, looking at the focus area, it's clearly about, two things. One is the infrastructure. The other thing is skills. You know, and under skills, we can talk about anything from capacity building to law enforcement and other things. So adding a clear objective on infrastructure, I think, is a very good idea. And then, underneath that, we can have actions in relation to or recommendations in relation to L routes and other things. So I think this is a very good idea. Noha, do you have your hands up? Uh, Noha, if you're trying to speak,
yes.
We cannot hear you. Make sure you're unmuted.
I have a quick question. Please correct me if I'm mistaken. I managed to have a quick look at. Hello?
I'm afraid you're breaking up. No, we cannot hear you. Yes?
What, you can't hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I'm sorry for that, but the network is really terrible as my ears. I have one question, and please correct me if I am mistaken. I managed to have a quick look at the diagrams while we're speaking now. And I have a quick notice. I think ASA now has a track for human rights, and I'm not sure why we didn't incorporate this in our strategy as well, Middle East strategy.
No, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question, please?
Or it's reflected. Yeah, I'm saying that ICANN has now a track for human rights, and I'm asking. When I had a look at the diagrams, I didn't find this incorporated everywhere. So I'm not sure if it's reflected anywhere, or and I can't find it, or we did not incorporate this in our strategy, in the Middle East strategy.
I'm still missing something. What is it that is not incorporated in the strategy? What are you referring to? Okay, human rights. Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought that whatever came in those diagrams came from, members' suggestions. So if there's anything that is not reflected, then please feel free to, make this suggestion meaningless, or even if you're making it on the call, it will be recorded and reflected in the call minutes. And if that's the case, then my question is, where do you see human rights fit under which focus area? Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you, Noam. Noted. Any other comments? Manel, go ahead.
Yes, just to quick clarification, are we digging into the other levels of this focus area, or we will stick to the objective level of all focus areas for the sake of this call?
Well, I wouldn't restrict the discussion to any to anything. So yeah, if any comments or feedback on the other layers, we can discuss this as well.
Yes, because normally there would be modifications if we remove boxes and merge others, then there will be modifications to the lower level, but I'm not sure whether we should discuss this level before everyone agrees to the objective level or wait. But anyway, just let me say that, for example, the recommendations organize awareness-raising activities or... I'm sorry.
Manel, are you still there?
Can you hear me now? Because I got disconnected and reconnected
yes,
again.
We can, yes.
Okay. Yes, I was thinking that provide technical assistance to the law enforcement agencies would then point to the capacity building box, I mean, rather than the cooperation at the objective level, and also organize activities in operational issues for registries, registrars, and ISPs, then would connect up to the objective of promoting VNS-related capacity, resources, and infrastructure. So it's just repointing things to the right boxes. But I'd rather we discuss the objectives of maybe the other two focus areas, and then have those maybe suggested on the mailing list or after people hear them from the recording and we confirm this level, we can then work at the lower level. Unless there is something obvious that needs to be discussed right now.
Okay, so if you want to move to the next focus area on domain name marketplace and discuss the objectives of this area, we can do this and then move to the third one, and then we can conclude our call and other, any further comments can come through the mailing list, whether at the objectives level or the lower level. So moving on to the second focus area, I believe that, the objectives are still broad. And again, as I said, more discussion is needed to try to sort of narrow them a little bit. So again, I don't have a specific suggestion for the objectives. I'd rather leave this to the working group to decide upon. So any comments? And then go ahead.
So can someone just remind me what BNI stood for?
Well, apparently it's DNS industry. And I'm going to ask the chair to try to not to invent new acronyms.
Okay, yes, you're right. It was domain name industry. But now, again, even the focus area title is domain name marketplace. So it doesn't even match the heading itself. So I think we again have the raising awareness pillar and the building capacity thing. I'm assuming that here they will tackle different workshops and different awareness than those of the infrastructure. Probably the the infrastructure will focus more on technical capacity building and technical awareness, but here probably from a business point of view. So I have nothing ready to suggest for the objectives here. I'm just reading while we're discussing. So if Noha or Ahlam have anything to suggest, happy to hear.
Okay, so again, observation here, if we're talking about the main name marketplace in the region, and since we have established a center for promoting DNS business in the region, the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, a project that has been running now for almost a couple of years, this project actually and this center aims to serve the community, to serve the regional community. And if I would imagine that if this is something the community believes is important for them and for the development of the industry in the region, then I guess it, or actually I believe it deserves a separate objectives. If we want to have this center further grow and develop to serve the community and to serve the industry and so forth, then I believe we need to have a specific objective around this. That's my personal view. I was reading the comments in the chat room about bottom-up versus top-down, and I'm not clear what is meant by bottom-up and top-down in this context. Are we talking about the diagrams and trying to look at them from the top or from the bottom, or what is the right? Okay. So if we're talking about the diagrams, I think, well, at least again, this is my opinion. If we are to develop a strategy and we have objectives and then we have, you know, recommendations, activities for each objective, while we're developing the objectives, we usually, you know, think of activities and actions to implement those objectives and make sure that those objectives are implementable. But at the same time, we have to have this general agreement on the objectives first before finalizing anything at the bottom. So I wouldn't say it will 100% be top-down or 100% be bottom-up, because, again, while we're working on the objectives, our eyes will continue to be on, you know, the actions and the tools that will allow us to achieve those objectives. But we cannot be talking about the details of the actions and the recommendations while we still don't have an agreement on the objectives. Is this clear or is it more confusing? Okay. Thank you, Noah. Benel, you have your hands up.
Yes, Beher, thank you. Just very quickly to also note that, of course, I agree to your suggestion first that we should benefit and utilize from the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. And also to note that Hadi has already sent an email to the mailing list with suggestions on focus area 2, in specific with respect to the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. I do not recall the details of her email right now, but I think she was mainly suggesting adding the DNS Entrepreneurship Center maybe at different places at the action level. But if we will have this at the objective level, then maybe we have to rework things out again. So I was just noting that Hadia already has some suggestions in that regard on the mailing list.
Okay, shall we move to the third area, the IG ecosystem? Well, actually, the exact title now is ICANN's role in an evolving internet ecosystem. So any takes on the objectives or any other comments or questions? Okay. Manel, go ahead.
So, does everyone understand the last objective to the right, mobilize support for ICANN's own efforts in achieving long-term financial accountability, stability, and sustainability? At least Noha doesn't from the chat.
Well, me neither, actually. I don't know what it means. Maybe this is a question that you can take to the mailing list, and whoever suggested this objective could explain it to us. Go ahead.
Because Ahlam didn't get my point. I was just saying that I don't understand the very last objective to the right in focus area 3. So it either needs to be explained by whoever suggested this objective, or we can see what intend to do from the lower levels and then rephrase it as Noha subject. And since I still have the floor, can I just suggest maybe again to merge the third and fourth objectives? Again, I see them somehow related. Foster healthier and more diverse representation from the region in ICANN constituencies. And the other objective is promote engagement with the broad internet community in the region. Oh, okay, so then, okay. Tends to be in different directions, right? It's not the same thing.
Well, they're not exactly the same thing. However, you know, the fourth one is, again, a bit broad, promote engagement with community in the region. While the third one, I see it more specific because it addresses the, you know, point about getting people more actively participating in ICANN constituents, etc. So I see it more more specific, but you know, they're not very linked. Well, the other comment I have about, you know, this graph, the third focus area, I mean, the first objective explicitly targeting at-large structures. And question is, do we want to explicitly target one, you know, stakeholder group or constituency and leave the rest out? I mean, is there a reason to single out the at-large structures in this context? And if the answer is yes and there are reasons behind that, then question is, what about other constituencies or other stakeholder groups like CCTLDs or governments or, you know? So that's my comment here. Okay, Manal, you have the floor.
Yes, Behr, I agree to your point, and I think it may also fit under fostering the representation from the region in ICANN constituencies. But anyway, I remember someone defending having the at-large structure here. So maybe we can pose the question on the mailing list and wait to hear the justification from whoever did the suggestion. But I can't remember the argument right now, frankly.
Okay, thank you, Manel. Any other comments on this particular area, the third area? Any questions? Okay, I see Noha is typing. Okay, thank you, Nohan. Any general comments? Any comments about, you know, anything other than the objectives or the focus areas? Any other comments or questions? Manaf, go ahead.
Just a very quick observation, again, talking about being specific. We already mentioned that the objective to promote engagement with the broad internet community in the region is already broad. But even if you go further into the diagram, it is linked to improve outreach, raise awareness of ICANN, which is still broad. And then we have at the action level even, continue coordinating with ISTAR organizations in the region. Again, too broad. So we're not even getting more specific as we go down in focus area 3, I guess.
Yes, I agree, Manas. I agree with you. And this is also noted. Okay, any other comments? See some people typing. Okay, I think all these are valid comments. I encourage you to take them to the mailing list, particularly the comments about the objectives, the need to be more specific, and the more we actually go down in the diagram, we need to be more and more specific when it comes to the action. So please take this to the mailing list. And to your comment about DNS Center, no, it's noted. Okay, so if no further comments or questions, I think we can conclude our call. Thank you for joining, and look forward to your interactions on the mailing list until we get this, work to conclusion. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and talk to you soon. Have a good day. Bye.